huge first down for the Aggies. Tough break for Ubley. Thought they had a stop there.
Defensive ends for the Bearcats today, Ethan Smalley and Isaac Warzynski currently. Double wing back set, Chilman wide left. Man in motion, that is Wade Wilson. Handoff to right to the middle to number 19, Ryan Ames. And he has a big chunk. He's finally brought down at the 43 of Ubley. A gain of, I'm going to mark him down at the 44. A gain of 7 on the play. Tackle made by Ubley's Ethan Smalley, defensive end. First or second down and 4.
Probably three. The first time we saw a quick dive handoff get actually through the defensive line. That defensive line has maintained that one all game. That was probably the worst one they've had. It's not horrible. They give up 6 on first down. Second down, 4 coming up for Beale City.
Chilman wide to the right, working off the left hash in Ubley territory, the 45-yard line. They need it down to the 41. Double wing back set. Wade Wilson and Ben Matthews. Ryan Ames in the backfield. A handoff, jet sweep to Wade Wilson. He rolls across his defender. That'd be Casey Sweeney at the 41-yard line. Very close to the first down marker. He'd be shy by about a half of a yard. They mark him down way back at the 42. So third down in less than a yard to go. 9.5 left in the third quarter. 14-14, Ubley and Beale City. Aggies on offense.
Love that spot for the Bearcats. Yeah,
no
I certainly felt that the Ubley defender was on the ground chopping down the bigger back, and he rolled over top of him and certainly had plenty for the first down. But they do not mark it that way. It's a full football short of the first down. So good stop there by the Bearcats. Thank you to that spot. Third down and 1.
Matthews and Ames in the backfield now. Wade Wilson, wing back to the left. Looking, hands it off to Ames. He has the first down across the 40 and upended at the 37-yard line by Carson Hileski for the Ubley Bearcats. Move the chains after a 4-yard pickup. First and 10 from the Ubley 37.
Interesting to see Beale City really slow this game down. They only have used the jet sweep when they felt they've needed it, but they've gone back to the original game script. We want to run the football right at you, showing some of that physicality, that thumb style football that we were talking about early in the game. They didn't show that in the first half. They showed the jet sweeps and the outside runs, now getting right back to handing it off to their running back and trying to push the defense back. Very nice execution to get the short yardage gain for a first down.
First and 10 from the 37, same formation. Matthews and Ames in the backfield, handoff to Ames. He has positive yards across the 35, down to the 33. That's a gain of 4, tackle made by Kyle Sweeney for the Bearcats. Second down and 6 from the 33 now. For Beale City, continue to chunk away at these plays and yardage and deeper into Ubley territory.
I'm seeing all those extra bodies on the left side. The play is designed to go that way, and that running back Ames just follows his blockers through that defensive line, and when he's hit, he just dives forward, takes what he's given. Should have been 2. Instead, he dives forward, takes what he can, gets a full 4 for the Aggies.
Second and 6, working off the left hash. Schaefer is under center. Double wing back set, Wade Wilson in motion. He has a jet sweep once again, cuts back up. He has the first down, very close to it at least, down to about the 26-yard line. Tackle made by Logan Holbert for the Bearcats. And Wade Wilson is down, and his left knee he's in pain. The ankle, I should say. Looks like a high ankle sprain initially here from the non-healthcare person. First and 10 for the Aggies, but if this is a severe injury for the Beale City Aggies, this is a different ballgame suddenly.
Certainly is. Wade Wilson has been the person keeping the Beale City Aggies upright so far. We have him down 8 carries, 128 yards, and obviously that big 60-yard touchdown. But he's in a lot of pain. He's grabbing anywhere he can on that lower leg. Normally they don't grab where it hurts. It's somewhere near where it hurts. So it still could be. It could be an ankle or a knee and anywhere in between, but he is hurting right now, rolling around on his back.
7:34 left in the third quarter, 14 apiece. This is how we reached halftime. Beale City taking 4 minutes and 26 seconds off this drive already. They started at their own 35-yard line. They are now at the Ubley 27-yard line. Colon defeats Sutton's Bay in the Division 1 state championship for 8-player football, 26-14. A 12-point victory for Colon finishes undefeated in Division 1. Division 2 will be kicking off, I do believe, at 2 o'clock, so that one should be underway already. Reading leading Fowler by 24 points and half, 42-18 in Division 8. Cass City lost earlier today to Jackson Lumen Christie, 27-0. It was 0-0 at the end of the first quarter, 20-0 at half, and 27-0 at the end of the third quarter. No scoring in the fourth, and now Wade Wilson is being aided off the field with some help on either side of him. Can't put any pressure on that left lower limb.
That's a big injury because win or lose, and hypothetically, if Beale City wins, that's a big loss for them next week, assuming he can't put any pressure on it now. Can't imagine a week from now it's going to feel any better to the point where they can use him, and that's too bad. That's a tough injury for them, but for the Bearcats, you have to take advantage of situations that come your way. They took advantage of the fumble and scored a touchdown. In this case, you got to understand that the guy that's been hurting you the most just left the game. Now they can take advantage of this offense, maybe bring a little different blitz package, try to make a stop here. First down and 10 for the Aggies.
And reverse, and it's a handoff to Ben Matthews. He gets out across the 25, and that's where we're going to stop him at the 24-and-a-half. Casey Sweeney on the stop after a two-yard gain. Second down and 8, just over 7 minutes left in the third.
Misdirection that time. They show that wing formation with a back to the right. They sell the pitch and then misdirect back to the left and not going anywhere. The Bearcats, again, in position, not allowing to fall for that. All the fakes, maintaining their gap presence. And when that guy comes bouncing back to the left, multiple Bearcats there to make the tackle, led by Casey Sweeney.
Coming out of the huddle at the left hash of the 25-yard line. Second down, 8. Chilman wide to the right. Ames in the backfield. Wings would be Ben Matthews and T.J. Maxson. Schaefer. Now Maxson in motion. Handoff right at the middle to Ames. He's leading his way out to the 20-yard line. A 5-yard gain. Tackle made by Shane Ozentowski for Obley. 6:24 left in the third. 14 apiece. And the Beale City Aggies are now facing a 3rd-and-3 at the Obley 20.
Interesting rotation of backs they made. They found a little something in Ames now, number 19. Ryan Ames, a 5'9", 170-pound senior, plays a little linebacker, outside linebacker as well. They've shifted him into the backfield, which then puts T.J. Maxson in Wade Wilson's spot, and then slide Ben Matthews into the right spot where Maxson was. So a little shift in a triangle there, but Ames been the featured back so far here in this series.
And jet sweep to T.J. Maxson. Same exact play as Wade Wilson. He has the first down across the 15 and finally brought down to the 13 by Casey Sweeney and out of the secondary. First and 10 from the Ubley 13.
Next man up, it's still that play that's working, not necessarily Wade Wilson. And Wade Wilson's been great in open space when they've given it to him, but that time T.J. Maxson has only had one impact carry in this game when he scored before the half. They put him in Wade Wilson's spot. They found a sore spot here on the left side of the Ubley defense, and that jet sweep coming from the left to the right side into the left side of the Ubley defense, it's been vulnerable.
Schaefer working 3 yards inside the right hash. Receiver wide to the right, and it's a handoff to the left to Ben Matthews. He's down to close to the 10-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3, maybe 4 on the play. Tackle made by Kyle Sweeney for the Bearcats. 5 minutes left in the third. Beale City continues to take 7 minutes off the clock in this drive alone.
This is the drive you highlighted in the pre-show, that they have the ability to run 10, 12, 14, 16 play drives, take 7 minutes off the clock. It's exactly what you're seeing. They realize they do not want to be in a shootout and try to defend what Ubley's doing right now. Instead, we'll keep our offense on the field, do what Ubley likes to do, get 3 yards every crack, run the play clock down as much as possible. We're under four. We're 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
A misdirection is a handoff to Trace Small right into the teeth of the Ubley defense. He pushes forward for maybe 2 yards down to the 8-yard line. Tackle made by Isaac Warzynski for the Bearcats. Third down and 4 for the Beale City Aggies at the 8-yard line.
And number 68, Austin Peruski, right in there as well. He's first one to get his hands on him. Isaac Warzynski cleans him up. But a nice play there by that Bearcat front four of the defense, making that tackle, not allowing extra yards after contact. Give him 2. Third down and 4 for the Aggies, certainly in 4-down territory.
Chilman wide to the right. Your wing backs, Ben Matthews and Trey Small. Ames in the backfield as the tailback. Schaefer under center, surveys the Ubley defense. Man in motion, that'd be Trey Small in the jet sweep, and Ubley's starting to shut that one down. A hard-fought 2 yards out to the 6-yard line. Tackle made by Carson Hileski stops Trey Small for a 2-yard gain. Fourth and 2, and looks like Beale City's bringing out the field goal unit.
Very interesting. Third down at 4. They only get 2, and no hesitation. Right to the field goal kicker. Now, keep in mind, this is into the wind that they will attempt this kick, but we saw in warm-ups